is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 2016, schools like the California Institute of Technology, Harvard, and Princeton continued to block College Abacus, a nifty tool for families to estimate the true cost of attendance at college or university and to compare with other institutions. An estimate by a Columbia law professor argues that between 1949 and 1969, 2.3% of the front page stories in the Times and the Washington Post were based on government leaks. Another study, the first 6 months of 1986, found that 147 stories in the country's eight major newspapers were based on leaks. A 2013 study by researchers at Oxford concluded that nearly half of all occupations in the U.S. are potentially automatable, perhaps within a decade or two. A slew of major American brands, including Amazon, Honey Maid, Microsoft, Chevrolet, YouTube, and CoverGirl, prominently featured everyday Muslim men, women, and children in their marketing last year. While such ads were apolitical in nature, focused on themes of community acceptance, they were viewed as bold, even risky, in a year when there were campaign statements by Donald Trump about a Muslim registry and a ban on Muslim immigrants. Here's advice from the president-elect, who does not use email at all or really a computer much. Trump advised people to avoid computers when dealing with delicate material. It's very important. If you have something really important, write it out and have it delivered by courier, the old-fashioned way. Because I'll tell you what, no computer is safe. I don't care what they say, no computer is safe. He added, I have a boy who's 10 years old. He can do anything with a computer. You want something to really go without detection? Write it out and have it sent by courier. There you go. Of the 39 people killed in a New Year's attack in Istanbul, at least 24 of the people killed were foreigners. According to news media reports and government statements, the dead included citizens of 12 countries, including Belgium, France, India, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Tunisia, and of course, Turkey. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.